All right, Bill Barty, we're back from taking a little break out of Kerrigan Farm there, swimming in the old rock quarry and so forth. So maybe we better settle down and get a little more formal.
That was a nice flip you did off of that rope swing, though.
You like that?
I like that.
Flat on my back every time.
Flat.
It's just, same here. Same here. Yeah, we will. Let's get into our dark green and purple dress, Don. Those are the colors of Wimbledon.
What happened to Wimbledon white?
Oh, that's for the players.
Wait a minute. That's a Ford color.
I didn't make it, so I left my white at home. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, all of you Americans out there, from now until...
From now until
July 15th, overseas takes place Wimbledon, and it is the oldest tennis tournament in the world and also recognized as the most prestigious. Since 1877, they've been playing this tennis match over there on all grass. These days, it's all ryegrass. And Don, I think I've given you all that I can tell you about Wimbledon.
No, you're way ahead of me so far, other than that little ball goes back and forth across the net.
Back and forth and forth and back.
Well, on Serena Williams, what else do you need to know?
Well, that's pretty much it. I can name a few players, and two of them have the last name Williams, so one of them just had a baby.
Happen to be sisters.
Yeah, I do know that much. I know a lady named Maria Sharapova was defeated in the earlier rounds. In fact, the first round of this year's Wimbledon. I know a guy named Roger Federer and a guy named Nadal, but those guys have been playing for 10-15 years leading the charge of the men's or the gentlemen's singles matches.
Billie Jean King still playing?
We're going to find out right now. Now we're starting to show our age.
Yeah, really.
Listen, we're going to Queen City Tennis, and we're going to bring Mike Lefke on to tell us more about Wimbledon and what's going on in the tennis world. Mike, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
We need a little update around here.
Don's taking us all the way out to Billie Jean. We're in 1976. So help us speed it up a notch, Mike. Tell us about Wimbledon 2018. Who's some players?
Well, I can name you some, but you touched on it. It's the same old crowd. Roger Federer is still dominating, 37 years old, and still number one in the world.
Well, and he has followed the ranking as I pull up my cheat sheet right here. He's the number one seed, and Rafael Nadal is the number two seed. And, Mike, those two players 10 years ago, 2008, played in one of the, most celebrated men's singles tournament ever. And here they are 10 years later, still 1-2. What's happening on the men's side?
Well, you summed it up there. I mean, those guys this time of year are dominating, and it's a pleasure to watch, and it's lucky for tennis fans that those guys are still around. Another name that the number three player in the world, Marin Cilic, just bowed out about 10 minutes ago. So he's out. He's the defending runner-up of the tournament, so that's a big upset.
Is there a lack, I don't even know how to ask this. Are the top players helping suppress any of the young players? And it makes in mind in golf a decade or 15 years ago when Tiger Woods was just ruling. Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia and Phil Mickelson kind of were ruling men's golf, and you barely could name any other players. Is that what's happening in men's tennis now? These top players are kind of suppressing these younger up-and-coming guys?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I think a couple things on that. I think that the men's game, believe it or not, is deeper than it's ever been. I mean, these guys that are 50, 75 in the world have 3-4 coaches. I mean, it's they're fitter than they've ever been, stronger than they've ever been. So the game is healthier than it's ever been. It just so happens that we're in the generation of the two greatest players of all time. So, you know, as long as those guys are around, that's who we're going to talk about. But, you know, the game is healthy, and there's tons of good young players coming up. We just don't and they're getting good results. We just don't hear about them as much because of the two guys you mentioned earlier.
Everybody only remembers who won, and nobody remembers who got second. And it's always amazing because you can have some really strong players down there in second, third, fourth, fifth places and things like that. And it's just like NASCAR. The only people remember the guy that won, do they?
That's it. And especially now when you've got two legendary guys, they just keep adding to their portfolios. It's incredible.
Our guest is Mike Lefke. He's from the Queen City Tennis Shop. Got two locations here in Charlotte, plus a website, qctennisshop.com. And, Mike, you deal with tennis equipment every day at work. But what's the difference in what they're playing on? I know the French Open is one kind of clay and asphalt this, but at Wimbledon it's grass. What difference does that make to the way these players play?
Well, typically the grass is going to be a little bit faster. The ball's going to skid a little bit more, stay lower a little bit more. You know, they just got done playing in the European red clay where the ball bounces much higher. It's a much slower, you know, slower game. So, you know, guys that can serve big are still rewarded on the surface. The ball just hits and, you know, it hits and skids and kind of picks up speed when it hits the court. So it's a much quicker sort of game on the grass. And it's fun to watch. You know, the grass court season is really short. Wimbledon's 2 weeks, and there's really only, you know, two or three tournaments leading up to this. So it's a really short season. But that's the overall kind of basic difference between the grass and the other courts that they're playing on.
Do not adjust your dials. The outdoor guys here on WBT Radio, also via podcast, jessebrowns.com, are talking Wimbledon, and we are talking tennis. We've got Mike Lefke on, and Mike, you kind of covered the men and what's going on over there. Tell us about the women. Who are some names that maybe who have already departed Wimbledon as we speak, but also some other names that maybe we should pay attention to?
Well, you know, with the men, we talked about consistency of those top guys and how they've been playing, you know, been one and two in the world for the last decade or so. With the women, it's the opposite. You know, week to week, you never know who's going to step up and come through. Caroline Wozniacki, number two player in the world, she's out. Maria Sharapova, like you said in the opening, Bill, she's out. So there's a couple of names still around. Number one player in the world, Simona Halep, is there. Grass is not typically her forte, but we'll see how she does this next couple of weeks. But a name to look for is Madison Keys. I gave you that name back at the U.S. Open. She's a top American player now, and she could make a run, maybe get her first championship.
Man, you caught it when we talked to you on that U.S. Open, because how old? She's just a teenager, and for us fair weather tennis fans, she came out of nowhere. But you helped call it, and now she is kind of risen in the rankings of the women's tennis world. And so, good call on your part.
Yeah, she's got the kind of game that can do well on grass. Big, like we talked earlier, big serve. You know, it's very hard to return. She doesn't move great, but she moves well enough, and she hits the ball so hard. She could take the racket out of somebody's hand pretty quickly. So, I would look for her. That's my call for this tournament. Madison Keys.
All right. Hey, listen, Don's got his bookie on the other line. Don, hang up there and ask Mike a question.
Speaking of taking the racket out of her hand, do they change equipment any between clay and grass, or are they playing the exact same racket? Is everything the same otherwise?
Yeah, rackets will stay the same. The shoes might be a little different. The shoes are going to have little nubs on the sole of the shoes to give them a little bit better, you know, footing on the grass. That's the biggest thing. You know, week to week, these guys may change tensions in their racket on the string. So they won't change the racket. So they won't change the strings. All that will stay the same. They might tinker with the tension. Some of it has to do with grass, Don, but a lot of it has to do with the climate. You know, they go from, you know, hot climate where the ball may be taken off a little bit faster. They sting the racket a little tighter to give them a little bit more control. And then when they get to Wimbledon, you know, maybe they need a little bit more pop through the court, a little bit more power. They may drop the tension a little bit. So that's all dependent on the player and how they're feeling, you know, week to week. But to answer your question, the equipment pretty much stays the same.
Mike Lefke. Now, Mike, if I mess this up, you correct me. You've got a shop over at Stonecrest in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, as well as Sharon Corners, right underneath the outdoor guys there at Jesse Brown's. Does business in July pick up when Wimbledon kind of comes into the news and is on the air, often on television and that sort of thing? Does it make people want to get out and play more tennis?
Tennis on TV is always a good thing, and you know, going back to Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, when those guys are playing well, that's generally good for business. So we'll keep pulling for those guys.
Let's talk a little bit about the tradition of Wimbledon. If you go to Mardi Gras, you have a hurricane. If you go to the Kentucky Derby, you have a mint julep. What is the drink of choice at Wimbledon? Certainly not tea, I hope.
The drink of choice is, but strawberries and cream is the snack of choice for sure. That's the tradition there.
And it's been like that since 1877, I think. They've been eating on that, watching that ball go back and forth. But they did have a big change in tradition just a few years ago. And, Mike, we're going to make your feet be on the ground away from Charlotte and straight into the All England Wimbledon Tennis Club. How has that retractable roof been received?
I think it's been received great. I think initially they're hesitant to do it. The traditionalists were afraid because, you know, they've gone 100 plus years without it. But it's really helped speed things up. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago before that retractable roof, if they get 2 or 3 days of rain, they're backed up, you know, 2 or 3 days and just trying to pack all those matches in. And for the men playing best of five, back-to-back-to-back, that's a tough ask. So I think the players are real happy with it, and I know the fans are as well.
How many total games are played during Wimbledon?
Well, they have 128 men and 128 women, so that's 64 matches in the first round. A couple hundred.
We just went into mathematics.
My calculator's smoking. Hundreds and hundreds of matches.
Yeah, a couple hundred. So, and what we don't see is the lead up to Wimbledon. So we just see when they open up the cans on Monday morning. But, you know, they've been playing for a couple weeks out there with qualifying and, you know, some of the guys that we've never heard of trying to make the tournament. They've been there for a couple weeks trying to qualify. So that grass gets a workout.
Well, if you don't have it on at home, head on over to Queen City Tennis because they're going to have it playing on their screens in the stores, one at Stonecrest, one at Sharon Corners. You can also go to qctennisshop.com. Mike Lefke, thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.